Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, hello everyone, and hello, I'm Kay Thompson, and this is Kay Thompson Live, and?
I'm Eric Payne.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
We're at a brand new studio, by the way. Black Wax.
We're at GoPro
BW
Radio.
Moving Images.
The GoPro Radio Network.
Yeah, we're in shock here. I mean, this beautiful new studio is, you know, renovated and reconstructed, and you know, we don't know what to do. It's absolutely great. Wow, terrific stuff. But anyway, mm-hmm. We have a dynamite show on tonight.
Yeah. We have a good show. In the midst of, we haven't been shut down because we're not government funded, but let me just say, we're brought to you like we said, we're broadcasting on the GoPro Radio Network on the Blog Talk Radio. And we want you to first listen to those voices in your head. Also, our show is sponsored by Vonda's Kitchen, which is at 183 West Canney Street, Newark, New Jersey, 07103. We can get comfort food, comfort soul food, healthy comfort soul food at Vonda's Kitchen. We want you to go down there and check it out, all you Newark residents, because believe me, it is some good eating. Some real good eating. So check it out. Don't miss out. Don't be slow. Also, we're sponsored by our other sponsor, Bogey's Nightclub and Lounge in East Orange, New Jersey. They also have a restaurant there called Lottie's, which gives good barbecue. But Bogey's Lounge is a night spot in East Orange, New Jersey. A lot of us in Jerseyites in that area, Essex County area, used to go and hang out at Bogey's. Bogey's is back open again, and it is really, believe me, it's a fantastic. It's renovated. It is really, it's better than before. If you've gone there before, it's updated, it's modernized, and it really is a lot better than what it's an improvement on. It is owned by the incomparable Reuben Johnson.
Yeah, 521.
I always enjoy talking
527
to.
William Street in East Orange. Everybody,
that's correct.
It is back open. I mean, music, fantastic. Dancing, fantastic. Mm-hmm. A lot of people from the Caribbean come to Bogey.
That's right.
Yeah.
We met some people there from when we were there last from Bermuda. Not really the Caribbean,
Saint
but
John.
Close enough.
Yeah, absolutely. You're a great thing.
I'm an American,
guess
what I
know. Guess what? Do you know that Jazz Vespers, you know, started at Bethany Baptist Church in Newark? You know, remember Darthon Kirkwin? She was telling us about it because, you know, the Reverend Bill Howard, William Howard, you know, has a part of his church on Saturdays, Jazz Vespers, with various things, people coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite an event, and it's been growing and growing. And I meant to go there, I think it was this Saturday or this Friday past, but I'll be there very shortly. I know one thing, but I want to say hello to Darthon because she is going to be doing Nico's brunch, Darthon Kirk's brunch, I should say. And that's going to be down at Nico's restaurant at New Jersey Performing Arts Center, New Jersey PAC. Betty Neal, congratulations on your commercial. You know, Betty Neal has a commercial on. Yeah, very, very good stuff.
I wouldn't have known that. I didn't know that she had a commercial.
Yeah.
I would not really know who Betty Neal was
you
if she was a friend of yours.
Yes.
I have met you, Miss Neal. Yes, I know who you are.
Yes.
But
since you were little, you know.
That's right.
Yeah. Also, I'd like to say, let me see, Malachi More Majestic. Malachi Majestic out there in Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City. Here I come. Remember that music, that old bluesy thing by this older, you know, blues artist anyway from Kansas City. Here I come.
No, I don't remember it, Ma.
Okay,
I don't think
I'm a little
I was
older than you are,
Eric,
so yeah, I remember things like that. But anyway, he's out there with, he's doing a lot of with battle rap, you know.
Throne Room.
Yeah.
It's the Throne
Misty
Room.
Cool, hello, Little Misty Cool. Okay, battle rap out there in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm telling you, they have big events and all that kind of thing. And also the Caribbean initiative that we're putting in. And our correspondents are, you know, from Bermuda, Antigua, London, by the way, now, and Delaware, and California.
You said the Caribbean, Antigua.
Then I said, you know, London.
And London.
But I, you know, connected the two because they're Commonwealth. In other words, they belong, they're owned by the UK.
Owned.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah,
owned.
I know.
Colonies.
Yeah. Anna Hart is out there in California. We're going to be doing stuff with her also.
That's correct.
Jim Drury down there, and he's also out in California.
Los Angeles.
He has a fitted cap. You know that the basketball players and the football players wear under there?
The basketball players don't wear them.
Yeah, well,
the football players wear those. They're like a cap that you might have seen them wearing underneath their helmets. If you're a sports fan, you go to football games, you wear them, and you see them underneath their helmets. So, well, that's what the Jimmy caps are.
Yeah.
And Jim Drury out in Los Angeles.
Time out. Guess what? New segment. Anna Phillips, award-winning journalist, good friend of mine. She was with CBS for a while, and then she was also with ABC. She was a senior producer. She had produced the when the Haitian met the hurricane, the earthquake. You know, she was a senior producer
in Haiti.
On that. She does a lot of documentaries for ABC, CBS. She's one of the top award-winning producers, and she's been on for a while. My buddy, Anna Sims Phillips. She's going to be doing segments with us because ABC and a lot of the other stations were sending her all over, so she's done all kinds of stories. So we're going to be hearing about that.
I'm just trying to see if this brother got this camera up my nose. That's what I'm trying to do.
We're going to have a break in 10 minutes. We're waiting for, you know, Bill Payne to call in because the topic
The topic is the Amistad legislation law that's passed, and I think we have him on the line.
Yeah.
Former Assemblyman, Deputy Chief of Staff, my dad.
Hello.
How you doing, Dad? William.
Okay, fine. How are you?
All right.
Brian.
So.
Hello.
The legislation that you had passed that, you know, a lot of places across the country, you know, they're adopting that. And you know, we've talked to a woman, and actually, Ma, you brought this up, about people should bring lawsuits in the various communities because they're not following the law. There was a woman on the boat ride for Congressman Donald Payne Jr. In Washington at the end of the annual Black Legislative Conference. That was talking about doing that exact same thing, suing her community or her bringing a lawsuit against the Board of Ed in her community. So, Dad, why don't you tell us about what the Amistad legislation is and why you felt.
Before you do that, Bill, what I want to say is, you know, we're expecting several people to be calling in. I hope that some of the educators are, you know, calling in just about now and then we'll put you on hold, and then you'll ask questions about whether the schools that you are involved with, whether they're in compliance.
Right.
Yeah, because not everybody's teaching, but congratulations to Montclair.
Right. Let's go back and give a recap of what the legislation is.
Go.
Bill? Yeah, I think that's important. Yeah, I'm here. I think it's important that we do explain to people who may not know what the Amistad legislation is. Mm-hmm. Actually, what the Amistad legislation is a law that I introduced back when I was a member of the New Jersey State Assembly, a law that would cause for the infusion of the contributions that African Americans have made to the development of this country, so that everyone will know that African Americans were here and we had a very significant role to play. Because up until that time, and it's a fact I introduced this legislation in 1998, many of the schools throughout the state of New Jersey and indeed across the country just simply left out the roles that African Americans played, the positive roles to the development of this country. And they emphasized the slavery part of it, the part where African Americans were enslaved, and only talked about negative things such as depicted African Americans as pickaninnies and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So that kind of teaching left the perception that African Americans were nothing but lazy people, made no contributions to making this country what it is. And when I went to school many, many years ago, every single thing that was good was done by whites. Let me give an example. Let's start with the Revolutionary War, for instance. We were taught, I know I was when I went to school, that Revolutionary War, the heroes were Nathan Hale, Patrick Henry, and people like that, Paul Revere, et cetera, and that they defeated the British. Never once was I told, and I don't think across this country, are many people taught that African Americans also fought in the Revolutionary War. One of the most famous wars in that war was the Battle of Bunker Hill. at which Major Pitcairn, the British major, was killed.
Yeah.
That's taught, but they never ever taught us that blacks were at that battle, and that, as a matter of fact, a black man, Peter Salem, was the one who killed Major Pitcairn. The reason why I say that is because throughout the history of this country, it's as if they have surgically removed the positive things that African Americans have done, leaving the idea that we were totally dependent, had absolutely nothing to do with making this country what it is. My legislation says you will infuse, you will include, you will leave in the history and teach the truth about the role that we played throughout this history of this country. So that's what Amistad legislation is all about.
So you said your legislation, but it's the law. It's the law that you wrote that was passed into law.
It is now the law of the state of New Jersey and has been the law of the state of New Jersey since 2002, which means that every single one of the school districts in the state of New Jersey, and there are some 600 different school districts in the state of New Jersey, are supposed to be teaching the true history of this country with the inclusion of blacks. It's not being done in New Jersey, and that's why we need to raise the bar and make sure that it is done.
Okay, now listen, Bill, what is the update? How many schools are not in compliance? Just give us a general idea. Yeah, because I know that in New Jersey, they are starting this month. Sure.
And we know that we have you on the line, caller, so we're going to get to you in a second.
Yeah. Then the number for people to call, by the way, Eric,
is 323-679-0906. Once again, you want to call in, get in on this discussion, 323-679-0906.
Right.
And now you go ahead. Your question.
Yeah. Okay. So, what is the present status? How many are in compliance? Are there still a whole lot of schools that are not in compliance, or what?
Well, let me say this: that as I stated here, in the state of New Jersey, for some reason, we have approximately 600 different school districts. Right. What's happened in New Jersey is that the few school districts that are in fact attempting to teach this infused history are only in the black school districts primarily. That you have the city of Newark, which has a semblance of the law. None of them are teaching it the way it should be taught. And let me tell you this: the New Jersey Department of Education, the Commissioner Cerf is now the Commissioner of Education, has no intention of teaching what the law says. There's no intention of teaching the infused role that African Americans have played. None whatsoever. As a matter of fact, I was told by a high official in the Department of Education not more than a year and a half ago, is that, Bill, we don't know how to do it. We're trying to learn how to do that. And I said, if you can learn how to teach people about the Revolutionary War, then why can't you just simply teach the truth about it? You're teaching and so don't tell me that you don't know how to teach the truth. If you tell me that, you tell me that you don't know how to teach the truth. Because if I know that Peter Salem was at that battle, then you ought to be able to include it in your books. He says we're having such a difficult time learning how. The reason for it is because there's no intention of doing it.
Wait a minute.
And perhaps he has the wrong job if he can't figure out how to teach. He's not doing his job. It's just
the whole department, not just that individual, but it's coming from the top.
Wait a minute. Let me just say something. You know, we've been going over this for months and months and months, okay? You know, when I was asking you, you know, to write this legislation, and it was some, 10 years ago? Was it 10 years ago that you wrote Amistad
legislation? It was more than 10 years ago. It was about 12 years ago, at least 13 or 14 years ago.
Okay, now, but no state, no city needs that long of a time to be in compliance with the state of New Jersey. Now, I'll urge this again. Different educators listening in, number one, call
us here. We have a caller right now.
Okay,
so.
let me just say this. 323-679-0906 is the number for you to call. Teachers and everybody else, 323-679-0906. Now, I'm angry because of the fact that here we are. We have the Amistad legislation. Mm-hmm. It's not being passed. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, it is against the law not to teach African-American history. Okay?
Right.
So, you know what? Get on the phone, call the State Department of Education, tell them that you're going to sue them, get the rest of your teachers, your parents, and sue.
Okay.
We have a right to teach our history, have our history taught just like American history. Aren't we Americans too?
That's great. Let's go to the caller. Let's go to this caller. Caller, you're on right now. Do you have a question?
Thank you. Hello. Hello, Kay. Hi, Eric. And hello, Assemblyman Payne. This is Ann Alexander.
Yes,
hi. How are you?
Alexander.
I'm fine, thank you. Just wondering, you know, the NJEA, which is the New Jersey Education Association, is having their convention on the 7th and 8th of November. Yeah. And when they have those conventions, they have many, many, many workshops with providing professional development courses. And my question is, for it won't be this year, but for 2014, why can't the Amistad Executive Committee ask them to do an Amistad workshop at the 2014 NJEA convention? And the people would, they would introduce it there. They would get professional development classes. And the curriculum is being initiated in Montclair.
Yes.
So I'm wondering why something can't be done with the NJEA.
Okay,
hold
on. Right,
let me answer that.
Hold it right there, because we got to go to a break real quick before you answer this question, because we don't want to cut your answer short. So hold it right there. We'll be back. We're going for a quick break here at GoPro Radio, and come right back
Stay
with us.
Fans.
It's an important discussion. Thank you.
Is you looking for good eating and safety in the path to the network with the best food rapper, hook you up fast. They keep it crispy with the 411 and feeding you right. Chopping it up, dishing it out. It's tasting good, but don't bite. The recipes are sublime and info fresh off the vine. They keep you GMO free, because V, you are what you eat.
Pause
now, if you're too busy chewing on the FAT fat wag, tune into the F to the O to the O to D food rap. Listen to the kitchen on the show with the utmost. With Nina, me, and Shauna G, your fly MC chef. Oh, food rap, food rap, food rap, food rap, food rap. It's time to eat better. I know you feel the pressure. Can I get a yes, yes, sir?
Yes, sir.
For the hot show on the block, from the street to the hood. Keep it locked. Don't food rap for talk. Never tastes it so good.
Put that pork chop down. I'm serious. Put it down. Eat your spinach. Stop playing. Seriously. Eat your spinach, son. Son, vegetables. One love. Asparagus is in the building. Brussels sprouts. Food rap. GoPro Radio Network. Nina Marshall, Sean the Glover. Level up.
You're listening to content developed by the GoPro Radio Network, the fastest growing network in the galaxy. GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head.
Very creative. We need a couple of our commercials going on there like that also. I love that. Food rap is really dynamite. Now we're going to be going through the phones again. Also, one other people to call in, also the number for you to call in, Jim. Let us know if your school is in compliance. If not, you know, you need to sue the State Department of Education. The number for you to call in right here, right now, 323-679-0906. That's 323-679-0906. Bill Payne, the author of the Amistad legislation, is on the phone, as is Ann Alexander from New Jersey. Ann?
And if you could just recap your statement, Mrs. Alexander.
All right.
Yeah, you're. I can answer.
Do you want
that,
me to restate that question?
Well, no. If you go ahead and answer.
Yeah.
Answer,
and what you said was that the NJEA has an annual convention, I think, starting in November, et cetera, and perhaps the Amistad should.
November 7th and 8th.
Mm-hmm. We should participate with that. We do. Let me. Amistad. Our staff has been at the conventions, teachers' conventions, for the last 5 or 6 years, distributing information, having workshops, et cetera. After the convention's over, however, people disperse and they go back to their homes. Let me just say this, that the important thing that we need to do, number one, is to understand that this is the law of the state of New Jersey, and not only the state of New Jersey, but also I went to Illinois, and it was passed in Illinois and New York, et cetera. It is the law of the state of New Jersey. I heard Kay say that she encouraged me to write this legislation. I'll let her have that. She wants to claim that. That's fine. It was out of my own volition. But anyway, the point is this, that it is the law of the state of New Jersey, and that we don't need to implement it piecemeal. What we need to do is have people, such as NJEA and Jackie Gradington and others, have said that the teachers want to teach this if they're given the opportunity. We need to mount a campaign. Number one, everybody has to understand this is the law of the state of New Jersey, which has been mentioned by Kay, and that we, therefore, if you violate the law, then there's a penalty that must be paid. My thing is this, that it's not being done. This Department of Education claims they don't know quite how to do it. They can teach everything else when they want to. So I encourage every single community in the state of New Jersey, black and white, that they insist that their children be taught the truth, and that every department of education, every board of education, has every meeting has a public segment of it. People can go before the Board of Education of Plainfield, of Newark, or any place else, and say, we understand that there's a law on the books that says you are to be teaching the Amistad curriculum. We want to know why you're not doing it. I think every one of the 600 school districts should have people going there saying, we know it's the law, you should be doing it. Number two, I think we need to mount the churches in this community, in this state,
right.
And every other organization needs to contact the Department of Education and the governor's office and say there's a law on the books that's not being implemented, and that it would be beneficial not only to black children, but it's the history of the United States of America, and therefore youngsters living in Huntington County or Gloucester County or wherever should also be taught this. What has happened is that some people have become kind of complacent and said, well, at least they're teaching it, you know, some of us, well, at least they're teaching it in Newark or in Orange or whatever. This is the law that says it's to be taught in every single community, black, white, and anything else. And we should not accept less. And what I'm saying is that we need to mount a campaign with the churches, have to insist on it. The churches have endorsed the governor. I read in the paper. These same ministers need to let the governor know, need to let Commissioner Cerf know that they are not following the law and that they insist that they do that, not piecemeal. That we should not accept piecemeal things. And unfortunately, what happens is that we get worn down. It's been 12 years. People get tired. So, well, at least let them teach a little bit in Newark and Camden. No, this is the law for everybody else. And we all have an obligation. We can all have a voice. We can all go to Board of Education meetings. And we can all insist with the Department of Education that it be taught. Otherwise, as Kay says, we need to bring a suit. And the NAACP is looking at that now, is looking at the possibility of bringing a suit against the state of New Jersey.
All right, now, can you tell me this? Is it true that Montclair Public Schools is now teaching it?
They're getting ready to
teach
that.
They're teaching it.
Because I haven't heard any publicity about it, and what I was saying is if they are actually teaching the courses there, the curriculum there, there should be more publicity for them
of course.
Highlight the fact that they are doing it. But I haven't heard anything.
There was an article in the New York, in the Montclair Times, that mentioned that they're getting ready now to set up a committee that will, in fact, implement. I spoke up in Montclair 5 years ago about this, and they were talking about what we're going to do with it, et cetera. The fact is that there are aspects of this. There are pieces of it that people take. We have a website that people can go to and learn exactly how to teach the Amistad curriculum. There's a website that's been established, and what they need to do is, and they can do, is go to this. What's happening is that people are saying, well, as I said, it's difficult to do it. It's not difficult. If the law says you must do it, you'll find a way to do it. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me tell you how difficult it's not. Let me volunteer something. In my years here on the radio, on WLIV, you know, BLS, I have interviewed a number of people who are icons and famous people, regarding African-American history. One, Dr. Ben, Dr. Yosten Yekinen, Dr. John Henry Clark, Dr. Ivan Van Senemer, Dr. Len Gunther, Mayor David Dinkins, Andy Cooper, City Sun, Gil Noble, Gus Henningberg, et cetera. Now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I have videotapes of them, over 20 years' worth of black history, African-American history, in these tapes and in these interviews that I've done, that they've done.
Right.
Now, I also have, very interestingly, the four icons, Dr. Ben, Dr. Van Sertimer, Dr. Clark, and Dr. Len Gunther, all of them in one show, part one and part two. I also have Gil Noble and Gus Henningberg on the same show when Jesse Jackson was running. That is history. I have I have the resources.
These are the resources that are available to the
those are episodic.
Can you tell me this? When I was reading about the Amistad, the commission's, what the staff that they put out, they said there was an Amistad Summer Institute
that would provide
curriculum development activities for educators.
Mm.
Now, is that still available? to teachers?
Every year during the summer, the Amistad Commission puts together a curriculum, and teachers are about 50 teachers attend this institute where they learn various aspects of African American history and how to teach what we're talking about. It's a user's guide that's put out by the Amistad Commission, and teachers receive credits for that, and they even receive a stipend. But let me just make it clear that what Amistad is about. Now, we have about 100,000 teachers in the state of New Jersey. We have about 1 million students in the state of New Jersey. I'm not satisfied that once a year, maybe 50 teachers go to Montclair State, and what they're supposed to do is go there and they become teachers themselves. They're supposed to go back to their communities and become teachers of teachers in their communities. The Institute is not about giving credits for some teachers who get a monetary gain by it. What it is to teach them to go back to their communities and teach other people, et cetera. The fact that now the state of New Jersey is beginning to decrease the budget, hear me now, the budget to fund the Amistad Commission and its activities. And what has to happen is that we as citizens need to contact, as I said before, the Department of Education. Our legislators, like the people who are assembly people and people who are senators, we have to contact them and ask, why is Amistad being defunded? Why are they reducing? If they hear our voices, they'll do something. But if people accept less than, if people say, well, at least they're teaching it in Camden, they're teaching it here, and if people say, like Kay has mentioned, there's a lot of black historians, et cetera, that have videos that we can show, that's episodic. I'm talking about the role we played from the very day that we got on these shores. It's great when we get to the 60s that we have these videos that we can show what's happening. That's different from what we're talking about. We're talking about the history of the United States of America from its inception, and we're talking about the people that played a role in the Revolutionary War right on up. When we get to the 60s where we have all these, the people you're talking about, we have videos, et cetera. But I'm talking about the fabric of this country where we had a part to play in it. It's great to have, I know Gil Noah had a great collection, Gus had a great collection. These are contemporary things, episodic. When we get to begin studying about the civil rights movement, then these come in very handily. But what I want people to know is that we were back there in the beginning of this country. We had an equal role to play.
Right.
Bill, there's also Dr. Ben, Dr. John Henry Clark, Dr. Van Sertimer, Dr. Len Gunther talking about. Dr. Ben goes back to the evolution of man.
Right.
Okay, so
I know that.
Let me get in here. Really what we're talking about is the same thing. And also, really, it's about the control. Because once you teach people, discussion once before, that once you teach people and you're able to get the minds and teach them that they come from nothing, if you're able to brainwash an individual thinks that they come from nothing, that they really don't have any goals or dreams, and they begin to believe that they're not destined to achieve great things. Mm-hmm. And that's really how you control people through the education system and systems like that.
Let me tell you, I don't want us to get off track here. I don't want us to say, well, fine. I believe that we should teach African history. I believe that. Yeah, that's when you have world history. I believe that we should teach that, just as they teach about all the European nations. They teach about Africa. My point is this: that when we come to that, when they talk about the development of the United States of America, not about where these people came from, but when they hit these shores, then they have to be inclusive of what we did. I think it's great that Dr. Ben, and I've met Dr. Ben and the rest of them, and Henry Clark when he was alive. But what my point that I'm trying to make clear to us is not to become diffused into thinking that we have to teach about the great kingdoms of Africa. We do have to do that. But as long as they continue to teach in this country about the role of white folks and not our role to make this country, I'm talking this country what it is, that our youngsters need to know, they're taught about Eli Whitney and the cotton gin, et cetera. They're taught about every white inventor, but not about blacks in this country.
That's correct.
And what Amistad does is says that when you take the period of the Industrial Revolution, there are black inventors, and we have to teach about them as well. So
certainly when you come across like Thomas Edison or things like that, teach about the black man who created the filament to help the light. You know, you're not saying, and I agree. And you know, when you think about it, while we're on the subject, you know, when we're in the classroom learning about Thomas Edison, let's talk about the brother who was standing right next to him, because it's kind of important that he came up with something that helped make the light work. So that's what you're talking about. about, certainly.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Do you think that it would work if you didn't say you have to teach it, but say that you start in the lower grades and bring it up, or start in the upper grades and bring it down?
You have to start in kindergarten.
What I'm saying. Then you start there, and you say, well, we will start this year in the lower grades.
Start in preschool.
Wait a minute,
Just hold for a second.
Let me tell you another thing. We need numbers to call.
Right.
I'd like everybody. I need the number of the governor's office. I need the number of the Department of Education. I'll give it out here on the air. Then you can call starting tomorrow, and so will I.
And
we've got to take a break right now.
We're going to take a break.
We'll be right back with more. Stay with us here on Kay Thompson Live on GoPro Radio.
You want to know the truth, folks? Do you really want to know the truth? Well, perhaps you can't handle the truth. But if you can, you can listen to GoPro Radio. Tune in at www.goproradio.com. Now, have I made myself clear?
GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head. I know I do.
You're listening to content developed by the GoPro Radio Network, the fastest growing network in the galaxy. GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head.
And we are back. Kay Thompson here. Kay Thompson Live. This is a lively discussion.
Okay, before we go into that, let me just talk about our sponsors, because that's how we get paid for the show. We're sponsored by, once again, Vonda's Kitchen, 183 West Caney Street, Newark, New Jersey. And I'm sure my father can attest to how good their food is.
And
Ms. Alexander, I'm sure you can as well.
Absolutely. Wonderful.
And I know you both know about Bogey's Nightclub and Lounge.
Yes.
And restaurant. In East Orange, New Jersey, 527 William Street in East Orange, owned by Reuben Johnson with Lottie's Barbecue, which has been a staple in that community, certainly Bogey's for years, and since I was young, I started hanging out. So both of those places are fantastic places to go and have a great time in the evening and go by Vonda's. She has a great Sunday morning brunch. So back to our discussion here about the Amistad legislation.
Yeah, do some dancing and whatnot up there at Reuben's, Bogey's.
Right.
So that's in town. But, this is a number for people to call, 323-679-0906. That's 323-679-0906. Now, I know people are out there listening, and they're not calling. Call in to find out how to find out if your school is in compliance. Now, remember, there's a lot of Latino people here. We have to also, think about putting that history in, because that's not in.
Right.
Wait a minute, Bill. Hold on a minute. I need the number of the Board of Education. We need the number
Let me give you the number.
All right, give it.
Let me give you the number of the State Department of Education.
Okay.
It's 609-826-5326.
5326. State Department of Education.
New Jersey Department of Education.
Uh-huh.
Now, let me give you the phone number of the Commissioner of Education. His name is
Sir. 609-826-5326. That's the New Jersey State Department of Education. Now, bombard them starting tomorrow. That's what I'm going to
do. Absolutely.
All right. Now, who's next at school?
The Secretary of Education, the Commissioner of Education. His name is Commissioner Cerf.
Cert, right.
And his phone,
609-292.
0193.
Use these numbers, everyone. You're concerned about your child getting the proper education that they should because they're going on to college. You have to call. When I was early on WLIB years ago, we would give out the numbers of Congress.
Right.
I gave out the number of the president's office.
Right.
I gave out all those kind of numbers and had people call, and then there were things being done. So, once again, the New Jersey Department of Education is 609-826-5326. That's 609-826, everyone, 5326. The Commissioner of Education is, his name is Cert, 609-292-0193. 292-0193.
Let me ask the phone
number for the Amistad. Let me give you a phone number for the Amistad Commission itself. It's 609-984-6428.
And that is the Amistad Commission, and they can help you obtain information on how to get trained for the course, I would assume.
That's right.
Now, is there
some reason that the people on the executive committee for Amistad could not go to different school and Board of Education meetings and present this to them?
Oh, there's no reason why not. But I think it's much more effective if a person lives in, let's say, in Camden or Newark or whatever, whose children are in the school system there, for those people who have a interest in the school system in Bell, wherever, during the public session to raise the question about Amistad as a parent of that school, that district. We can do that. And then the pressure then comes from the local. And then the local then says to the Department of Education, listen, people here want to know why it's not being done. We need resources, et cetera. We can go. There's about 15, maybe 10 or 15 commissioners, but I think it's much more effective for them to go. The other thing is the threat that we it has to come, be bombarded by the churches that are out there campaigning for people. It has to come from the legislators who are in Trenton to do a job. If they're not going to speak up about the fact that the Amistad legislation is not being implemented, then they don't need to be there, okay? So I think we need to let our representatives know this. We need to let the Department of Education know it, and that we're not going to settle for less. It's not we can't let them divert us to something else. Say, oh well, we're going to teach you about Egypt or whatever. No, we want to know if you can teach about George Washington. And to your point, as older grades, younger grades, they teach our kids things like George Washington chopped down a cherry tree when they're in kindergarten. If they can teach that foolishness, they can teach the truth. I'm talking about age-appropriate curriculum. For kindergarten, right on through, you can begin there. You see, they
well,
taught me this.
Well, what about the PTAs? You know, I don't think many PTAs in Newark or East Orange are even aware of the Amistad committee. And that's how you get things done, is to go through the PTAs.
Well, these are a number of ways. I think we mentioned PTAs. We can mention the churches. You can mention the fraternities. You can mention sororities, etc. All of those organizations, and they're well organized. I hear people talk about the ladies who dress in red and green and pink, et cetera. This is a project, I would think, for sororities who are educated, fraternities, et cetera. They can appear in a very articulate way before every single board of education, say, we understand this is the law and we want you guys to do it, and we're going to support the NAACP to bring about a suit. We cannot allow them to divert us to something else. If they can teach our kids about George Washington chopping down a cherry tree in kindergarten, they can teach our kids about the positive things. They can teach us about Louis Pasteur, about pasteurized milk. They can teach us about Dr. Charles Drew, who preserved blood. This is what I'm talking about. There are age-appropriate and there's periods of our history where we've been left out. I'm saying put us in. That's all we're asking for. Teach the truth. And our kids will hold their heads up high and say, I can do that too. Our kids won't get angry when they stop for traffic light because a black person invented it, or a gas mask. They need to know that. They're not taught that stuff now. And so when they're taught that, and white kids need to know it as well, so they don't think that it was their ancestors that did everything.
Well,
we should not settle for anything less.
Absolutely. That's what I was going to say. And, you know, we've talked about this many times, that other Americans can rejoice in the history, knowing that it's all history. It's not just African-American history. You know, when we just had the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, there are a great many Caucasian Americans, Americans of all stripes, all races, were claiming, they claimed Dr. King. You know, they claimed the historic elements of the civil rights movement that you guys were involved in way back then. So they feel proud about that, quoting him. Even the Tea Party members, this idiot in the Tea Party, brought up Rosa Parks and Yoho.
Right.
Congressman brought up Rosa Parks' name and Dr. King, claiming them. So they're claiming a part of history, American history, which is happen to be African Americans. So I think that it helps. You know, you have a lot of these kids nowadays. Hip hop music is something that's broad and across all cultures and racial spectrums. And there's people like the guys on Willie Geist, guy on Morning Joe with Republican Joe. Favorite music is hip hop. White guy looks like, you know, you wouldn't expect it. But that's where America is now. So many of them are claiming that. It's a thing where I think that many of them want to claim that history and want to and would embrace and have open arms to know those historical facts. And it also helps them, like you said, not to always look at like we created everything. No, you didn't. Sorry. You know, there's history that predates you guys. There's history in this country, like you said, that allows our servicemen and our servicemen and women to have gas masks on the battlefield.
Yeah.
Okay. So well, let me ask you a question. Why do you think there is this situation here that with the lack or the resistance of making sure this is implemented in the school system?
Good question. Bill?
I suspect that part of the reason is the same reason why people are opposed to affordable care. I really believe that there are some people that don't want African-Americans to know that we invented the traffic light, okay? They don't want African-Americans to know that we invented a fellow named Samson invented the key part for the cell phone. Everybody in the world uses a cell phone, but if it wasn't for a black man by the name of Samson, who invented the battery for it, they wouldn't have it. So they don't want us to know about that. So it's incumbent upon us to make sure that it's taught. They don't want to know that Dr. Daniel Hale Williams was the first African American doctor, and he was the first one to operate successfully on a human heart. They don't want us to know that. So we have to stand firm, and as you say, join with those who are of other races who wanted the truth to be taught. Let me tell you, it's so bad that just yesterday there was a meeting in Trenton, where there's people who are in charge of the budget of the Board of Education cut out money from the Board of Education from the Amistad Commission so that it will not be able to carry out its work. The Amistad Commission was told during this meeting that no monies will be made available for any of the curriculum development work that we are supposed to be doing. They're talking about it's hard now, the times are hard, so they're cutting back on the money that the Amistad Commission had. We have to rise up, all of us need to rise up, and tell them that we will not tolerate that. That's why I'm asking all church members, everybody else, to call these people and tell them we're aware of the meeting that was held yesterday by David Corso, who is the Assistant Commissioner of Administration for the Department of Education, which time they're cutting our budget. This cannot be tolerated, okay?
Okay.
And let's have those numbers again.
Okay, but the number of the New Jersey State Department of Education is 609-826-5326. Once again, that number for the New Jersey State Department of Education is 609-826-5326. 5326. The number for the commissioner, CERT, his number is 609-292-0193. 609-292-0193. The number for the Amistad Commission, 609-984-6428. 609-984-6428. Call them. Ask them when the course is going to be. Be involved. Make sure that you guarantee that your child is getting a good education. It's up to you, the parents, to get this going. Bill, thank you very much. We'll be with you again. Thank you, Ann Alexander, former educator, mediator for the Newark school system and a few other things. We will talk to you again. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Okay. See you later,
thank
Ann.
You.
Okay. I'm
thank you.
And
Eric,
my son here. And I want to tell you a little bit about, the New Jersey Performing Arts Center. They're going to have, look at this, Savion Glover, of course, is going to be there. Cecil Brooks and his band, Darthon Place in December. Mary is going to be there. Forces of Nature Dance Theater.
Mm-hmm.
That's Diane's group. Wow. My dad's stuff here. Looking at Sergio Mendes here, Diane Reeves, Al Jarreau will be there. The Temptations, by the way, everybody. Wow. Stay with us. We will be right back.
New Jersey Pack is blackening up. They're having a lot of, they're making something possible for the Newark residents.
Smokey Robinson is going to be there.
See what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
Smokey Robinson, 11, you know, October 11th. Today is my birthday.
I forgot to say happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much.
To my mother today.
Yeah.
It is her birthday.
How old are you?
I don't know how old you want me to be. You're getting ready to say, you know, I'm going whatever you say. I'm a good PR person. Whatever you say, that's the truth. I'll be carrying that
Let me tell you something. New Jersey Pack, James Moody Jazz Festival.
James Moody, you can come out.
All these actors there. But anyway, we'll be right back, everyone. Stay with us.
GoPro.
You're listening to content developed by the GoPro Radio Network, the fastest growing network in the galaxy. GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head.
Okay, talk about the audio reading. What are you going to be doing about that?
We're back on air?
Yeah, we're back.
No audio reading. I'm hoping my buddy Bob Sumner is going to call in. We had put in a call to Bob Sumner. Bob Sumner is a guy who really started comedy in the New Jersey, New York area. Really wasn't one to push it through. Hopefully he's going to be calling in. And then we're going to see if we have Congressman Donald Payne calling in.
Yeah.
And I just want to talk about, until we get these people, if they come in, the shutdown, the government shutdown, which is really, really ridiculous. Somebody is calling me. There's Bob Sumner. Let me see. Why don't you go, and we'll get Bob Sumner on the line. Hold on. Let me see if I get Bob Sumner. Maybe he's calling in.
Right.
Oh, maybe he's calling in on another number. Bob just called me on my cell phone, so... I'm going to text him back the number. If you can.
Yeah, we're going to try to get in touch.
We're going
to
try and call Bob Sumner.
Sometimes I want you to tell people how to get involved in acting. You know, a lot of people call me back, you know, getting involved in theater. What do you mean don't do it?
If you want a livelihood, don't do it. You better love eating. You know? If you want to be an actor, don't do it to be famous like everybody on Facebook. Everybody nowadays, everybody could be a celebrity nowadays. That's what we find out with reality TV. But there's really nothing. There really is nothing comes out of that. I mean, I guess you could come out of it and make a lot of money, and you're on the Housewives show, and you're on the Kardashians, and all of those things, and. But if you want to be an artist, like a lot of the people who work here at GoPro Radio,
right.
If you want to be an artist, that's what actors do. And I think this is Bob Sumner we got calling in now.
Bob,
is that my buddy? I'm recognizing his number. Oh, you guys are dialing. It looks like he might have tried to call or whatever. If you're interested in being a real artist, I would suggest. Do we have Bob Sumner? We're waiting. Hey, Bob. Bob Sumner is on the line.
Yay.
Give you a little applause. That's real applause, Bob. That's not like the tape applause. But I was just telling my mom, you're familiar with my mom. Bob, now,
hi, Bob.
People that don't know Bob, like I was saying, I've known Bob for a very long time.
Oh.
Congressman and I, Chop and I, have known Bob for a long time. Bob started comedy in this area. I'm gonna say it, Bob. I'm telling the truth, because there a lot of people. Stand up comedy wasn't jumping. You tell the story, Bob. I mean,
go ahead, Bob.
How did you get involved?
No, you tell the story. It's better for you to tell the story than me.
Well, Bob Sumner.
You know, I'm kind of modest there.
Yeah, he's very modest, and he's a good brother, and we've remained good friends. He always was supportive of me, even when I tried to get my endeavor into stand-up, which is more my thing, is sketch comedy. You should put that in the back of your mind for later if you know what I'm talking about. But Bob started it all. All the comedians you saw on Def Comedy Jam, the original Def Comedy Jam, Bob Sumner is the one who found all that talent, everybody.
Wow.
And he's the one who really pushed that show. I know Russell Simmons, God bless him. Bob Sumner's the one that made it happen.
Yeah? Wow,
so forget all the stuff you heard and all the stuff you've seen. You need to know the history.
Wow.
And this is my buddy Bob Sumner. He's doing some big things now, and I'm happy to have you on the show. We just happened to connect today. Bob, how you doing? What do you have going on?
I appreciate it, man. What's going on with you, E? I remember when I watched School Days. I never forget that. When I saw you, man, that was like an inspiration for me. You know what I mean? One of my homies, like, making moves, and then, you know, seeing you on the Cosby Show and stuff like that. It was beautiful, man. And, you know, we go back, I mean, prior to the Terminal D days when I pretty much talked you into doing stand-up. You remember that?
I do.
You know, just like
he talked me into
great
it.
Times, man.
I might be paid a little bit more than I am now. But Bob, so what have you been? You have the Laugh Mob, and just talk about, you know, the evolution of comedy. I mean, we don't have enough time because I want to get you back on the show. But since we talked today, I wanted to have you on, and we got 5 minutes till the end of the show. Actually, I'm looking at it, but talk about, you know, the evolution.
It's all good, man. I just wanted to holler at you and say, you know, I appreciate that conversation we had earlier today was spot on, man. It was real cool, and hopefully you can come out tomorrow to, you know, I'm back in Brick City, back in North doing comedy again, and we're at La 47 tomorrow night, you know. Right. And basically it's just the evolution from, like I said, the days of Terminal D through Def Comedy Jam have allowed me to create a new brand called Laugh Mob, which is basically, you know, whatever Def Comedy Jam was during the Michael Jordan era, I would like to say that Laugh Mob's going to be, you know, the answer to the LeBron James era, you know, in terms of just, I mean, seriously, it's all about taking, you know, stand-up comedians from, you know, poverty or whatever you want to say. I mean, when I found Bernie Mac, he was driving a truck for Wonder Bread. You know, when he left this earth, I mean, he left here as a multimillionaire. And that's what I want to continue to do with the Laugh Mob brand. So we can talk about it more. But, again, tomorrow night I'll be over at Lot 47 and having some fun in Brooklyn.
And Lot 47 is located in Newark, New Jersey, right near the Prudential Center, downtown Newark, right across the street, as a matter of fact. Bob Sumner is presenting. So it's a Laugh Mob production, Bob?
Yes. I mean, we have a great show. I partnered with a brother named Shahir Williams. He talked me into coming back to Jersey doing things because, you know, I'm now in L.A. I have a show that's premiering at the Comedy Store on November 5th. Bob Sumner presents Laugh Mob on Sunset. So, you know, hopefully all of the stars who came from Brick City and our shows in the New Jersey, New York area will now be in Hollywood, you know, showcasing, you know, just doing what we've all put out here for them to do, man, is, you know, just do what we do. That's it.
And you did start it. Now you're on at the legendary Comedy Store on Sunset Boulevard, where so many careers were made. I saw Richard Pryor at the Comedy Store.
Mm-hmm.
Went in there way back in the Different World days. Was hanging out with my buddy Daryl Bell to see Damon Wayans. And Richard Pryor comes in. Andrew Dice Clay was on the show. They just, of course, they let the legend Rich go up. And it was after one of his bouts, so he's trying to come back. And it was just remarkable at this institution. This is where comedy legends were made. And Richard Pryor was there. Then, of course, Andrew Dice came on and did a whole bit about having to follow Richard Pryor, which was impossible. But Bob Sumner, you know, you're the one for black comedy. You spearheaded all of that. Even in Jersey, when we had the Peppermint, Terminal D was popping on the Peppermint. That was a great time.
Right.
People came out, and you brought, glamour. And it was some Hollywood stuff going on in the Peppermint, if you remember back in the day. So,
well, it's funny that you would say that, because that's what's happening now. By me being in Hollywood at the Comedy Store, I'm going to bridge the gap. By being at La 47, I'm bringing Hollywood to Brick City.
That's right.
So hopefully it'll be, you know, just a meeting of the minds, and, you know, we're all one from coast to coast. That's how it is. And, you know, I'm so happy to be, you know, with you guys tonight, man, because, you know, we all have to do this together. You know,
we really
have to do this together. So
that's right. And
I'll
Bob
be back.
We hadn't seen each other in a long time. And we just saw each other a couple months ago in L.A., and it was awesome to reconnect with my buddy. That's someone that.
And even with your sister Lisa and your cousin Gina and Chop, I mean, I consider myself to be part of the Payne family for real.
Yes,
you know,
without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
And I remember when my niece used to dance at the dance studio on the corner of Broad and Elizabeth Avenue in Elizabeth.
Thompson.
Right?
Oh, Pat Thompson.
That's right.
Dance. That's right.
Yep.
It was a part of Thompson's
Good
studio.
Stuff,
right.
Man.
In Newark and East Orange.
That's
and
right.
Elizabeth.
That's
right.
But Lot 47 tomorrow night. Go out, see the Laugh Mob. Right. Bob Sumner Presents in Newark, New Jersey, downtown, across the street from the Prudential Center. Bob, we got to go. I want to thank you. We're going to do it again because I want to interview you for some more time. We can really give some people some history.
Yeah.
And also some.
Definitely. I want you to talk to pretty Ricky Fontaine, man, straight out of Newark. She's the African-American Carol Burnett.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She's the host tomorrow night. You'll meet her tomorrow, Eric.
Okay, great.
Thanks.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Cool. Okay.
Thanks, Bob Sumner.
Thanks to Ty Washington and
Ty Feel Better, Ty, GoPro Radio.
Yeah.
My dad, Assemblyman William Payne, Mrs. Alexander for calling in. Mom, happy birthday.
Thank you very
once
much.
Once again.
Ayanna Jones, Shauna.
We're happy brought to you Vonda's Kitchen.
Vonda's Kitchen and
Bogey's Restaurant.
Bogey's.
We're sponsored by those places. Go check them out. Eat up, but you
got
to pay.
Right.
Later.
Okay.
EP.
See you again.
KTP. Whatever. What initials you use nowadays?
KTP.
Happy birthday, Ma.
Thanks.
All right. Love you. Bye.